And right now we are talking about Hiccup, which is a music and art party with a conscience, with music from Glow, Roy Batty Jr. and others, alongside artworks made exclusively from recycled and borrowed materials. It's bound to be a new experience of Marrickville Bowling Club. Not only are the works featured climate conscious, but the funds from the event will be donated to Reverse Garbage, as well as Friends of the Earth Australia, a grassroots environmental network who campaign and promote solutions to urgent environmental issues. And right now I'm joined by the two founders of Hiccup. This is Izzy and Sam. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
So to start off, a lot of people might argue that partying and sustainability are potentially at odds. So what inspired you to kind of challenge this conception with Hiccup?
Yeah, so the Hiccup kind of came out of a conversation between Sam and myself after an event, and we saw that there was this kind of big micro dump after it, and we thought, this is not okay. This is one event and it's just going to keep on happening and happening and happening. So it came out of a response of wanting to do something in that space and also use parties, which are a fun medium to engage people about the climate emergency. I think when a lot of people think about climate change and the impacts of it, it can be completely overwhelming and make people feel quite hopeless. So I think it's important to talk about it in a way that engages people in a positive light so they can feel empowered to make change and engage with it.
Yeah, and then also just keeping it from a perspective of keeping it fun and engaging with artists and musicians in a way that's not like, you know, we've got this emergency that's happening, climate is dire, and making it something that we can do that's not going to kind of seem like a really awful task.
Yeah, it's digestible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's also what's so important, because it's so easy to just switch off and feel like it's too big and that we can't do anything. But I think that, you know, the new movie by Damon Gaimu, 2040, the reason why that's had such an amazing response is because it's a positive climate film. It's solutions-based. And I think that's one of the main things we want to look at Hiccup.
And so with Hiccup, are you kind of hoping to more raise awareness or challenge patterns of consumption or both?
I think it's definitely both. I mean, for me, one of the things that's very exciting is going into these venues and chatting with them, and also like figuring out what they do themselves that like contributes, but also then figuring out what could be better. Because like I've heard of venues before having like no recycling and stuff like this.
Scary.
And it's scary, yeah. It's a bit dire. And it's kind of like going into these spaces and not doing it in an awful way and just kind of it being fun and having a conversation. And then kind of also just like them putting in our own sneaky ideas about ways that things can be different.
So it's a combination of your process of putting the event on as well as the event itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you can think about it in kind of two ways. So we have kind of the party, which you could think as soft activism, a way to get people engaged, to kind of be thinking about things. You know, the artists are working around themes around climate. So that's kind of like a soft form of activism, but then all the money for the event is going to Friends of the Earth and Reverse Garbage, who actually do work on the front lines, and that's kind of a hard form of activism. And you kind of need these two things. I think if we're really going to break down climate change, we really need everybody to get involved, and it's going to need collaboration from all sides.
So speaking about the place where the funds are going, can you tell us a little bit more about these organisations and why you chose them?
Yeah, absolutely. So Reverse Garbage are local absolute rock stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're so good.
Like literally anything that I've needed, I just go there and they usually have some kind of version of what I need.
Yeah.
As an event producer, like in Sydney, first up. Like
100%
first up.
Yeah.
And so many creatives, like just you walk in and you'll be like, hello, hello. It's just everyone's there. It's so good. It's the best space.
Yeah. And then we also have Friends of the Earth, which are a really great grassroots organization. They have spots all over the world, but the one in Australia does a lot of great work in kind of frontline activism and then also in lobbying government, which is really great. So we're really excited to be able to support them.
And so, as you mentioned, you collaborated a lot with Marrickville Bowling Club, which is where the event is taking place, in terms of kind of conversing about things that you wanted to do and how maybe they should do things differently. Can you tell us a little bit more about your aims with that kind of event collaboration? Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've worked with them before and they're really lovely. Like they're the most down-to-earth people in the world. And just kind of like the space itself is such a staple of Marrickville and the Inner West community. So that was kind of like a reason why we wanted to do it there. But then just going in, we had our own ideas of like, you know, talking about like carbon offsets and like waste streams. And this is really good about talking about waste streams.
I love my waste streams. I love
about them.
Well, it's really important. I think that, you know, if there's this idea about aspirational recycling, and that we can just chuck everything into our mixed recyclables and then it'll just magically, you know, be recycled and it'll be all fine. But a lot of the time there's so much contamination and it means that everything has to go to landfill. So particularly after events, you know, when you're bumping out, it's just so easy to be like, cool, we don't need this anymore, let's just chuck it all in the bin. So I've done a lot of work in looking at our waste streams before we have, you know, before the event happens, to make sure that everything, you know, gets reused, gets repurposed, or anything that is waste goes to the correct waste stream and it isn't contaminated and it doesn't go to landfill.
Yeah, a motto on this is kind of recycle, reuse, repurpose and borrow, essentially. So everything has a purpose and everything will go somewhere afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's great that Marrickville Bowling Club has been able to kind of accommodate those needs, which is really cool.
Yeah, they've been really fantastic about it.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So talking now about the art lineup, can you tell us a little bit more about what we can expect there? I've heard there's sensory installs.
Yeah, well, the space is quite big, if anyone's been there before. Yeah. So we've been working with the artists to kind of make impactful, kind of big sensory installations that are about different themes about the climate that they're kind of thinking about. So one of our artists, Anna Mould, she's making a piece about wetlands and about the destruction of wetlands, and they're such a crucial biome to our natural landscape. So she's kind of taking that idea and using wetsuits, and she's an embroidery artist, and kind of looking at that concept through that art, which will be really exciting.
Yeah, and then on the music side of things, we've got a bunch of like kind of really social conscious peeps. One of them, Heizy Ma, is FBI dance class graduate. She also does mixes specifically about climate activism.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
It's
cool.
A beautiful fit.
She's absolutely amazing. She's from Canberra. She's coming up specifically for the event.
How was it? I'm interested in, you know, when you ask artists to collaborate with you on this project, how do they respond to like the stimulus of creating something that was climate conscious?
Well, I think because, you know, the climate change impacts everybody and it's going to impact people in different ways. And Sam and I, when we were thinking about this, we really wanted to empower the artists to make a work about what they felt impacted them the most. And I think that's what's so exciting, is all the works are quite diverse in that people are telling different stories about different things that matter to them, because different things will matter to different people because it will impact us all in different ways. And being able to show that through art is really beautiful.
And also what's been really exciting is that a bunch of them had so many ideas around this, like so many concepts and so many things that you wouldn't really think about. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, okay, like people are feeling this in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that manifest through creativity.
Yeah, absolutely. And then again, just having those conversations, you know, with the artists and, you know, sometimes it feels like you're alone in, I suffer from quite bad climate anxiety and sometimes I feel like I'm carrying this weight by myself. So being able to open a dialogue and have other people talk about things that they care about the climate was also really cathartic and really great.
I feel like the event will be even more cathartic when everyone's there and engaging in that dialogue as well.